The 60s were a time of strong emotions and social change, and the music spoke.
Give me a head with hair, long, beautiful hair.
Now,
rock and or roll
brings back the spirit of the 60s with the greatest songs of an unforgettable era. Spirit of the 60s brings you songs which live on as symbols of free expression.
Welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ, and that was an awesome song called Black Roses by a band called Clear Light. Clear Light formed in LA in 1966, originally calling themselves the Brain Train, but they changed the name to Clear Light after signing with Elektra and released one self-titled album on Elektra in 1967, and that song, Black Roses, is the first song on the record. So on the last episode, I played some great songs from the 60s, but by some of the better known or at least slightly higher profile bands. But on this episode, I'm going to play you 30 great songs from the 60s, but by some of the more obscure artists, the bands that most people have never heard of. So this is part two of Spirit of the 60s, the obscure stuff. We kick things off with Black Roses by Clear Light. Up next is a song by a band called Fire. This band was formed by a future member of the Straubs named Dave Lambert. They formed in the mid-60s in London, originally were called Friday's Child. Let's hear Fire's very first single from 1968. I love this song. It's called Father's Name Was Dad.
My father's name was
The band Grapefruit formed in London in 1967 and were almost immediately signed by the Beatles label Apple Records, and their first album, which was called Around, came out in 1968. The singer and bass player for the band Grapefruit went by the name George Alexander, but his real name was Alexander Young, and he was actually the older brother to George Young of the Easy Beats and Malcolm and Angus Young, eventually, of course, in AC/DC. This is a great song by Grapefruit called Elevator. Auto Salvage formed in New York City in 1966, and as the story goes, Frank Zappa gave the band its name. They signed with RCA Records and released one semi-legendary album, definitely ahead of its time. It came out in 1968. Here's a great song by Auto Salvage called 100 Days.
I would buy this.
Orphan Egg were a band out of San Jose, California. They released one album in 1968, then disappeared. But this is great stuff. Check it out. This is a great power pop song by Orphan Egg called It's Wrong.
It can be bad and awfully lonely when you're on your own. But it's bad when your only love leaves you all alone. And it's wrong. You know it's wrong. That you should be so mean.
The Gods were a British band formed in 1965 by Ken Hensley, later of Uriah Heep, and the band's original guitar player was Mick Taylor, actually, who of course eventually would join the Rolling Stones. By the time the Gods recorded their first album, which was called Genesis, in 1968, Mick Taylor was gone, but drummer Lee Kerslake had joined the band. He's another, of course, future member of Uriah Heep and also the Blizzard of Oz band, the original Ozzy Osbourne's solo band. The album Genesis by the Gods is pretty awesome. Check out this song by the Gods called Radio Show.
I can hear the bitter bad of the rain again.
Kaleidoscope formed in LA in 1966 and featured member Dave Lindley, who went on to have a long career in the music business. He worked with Jackson Brown and Warren Zevon, among others, and released some solo albums. Kaleidoscope released 5 albums between 67 and 76. Let's hear a song from their first record, Side Trips, came out in 1967. This is a song by Kaleidoscope called If the Night.
If the night proves too black for you, and its mysteries hide your kiss that's meant to fool, your way of life as like it's marvelous clear. And grasp it as a poor man who seeks fame. Turned out not to be your way of life as luck is marvelous clear. Life for you is cheap while my mind's near.
The Mascots were a Swedish band. They released 2 albums on Decca in 65 and 66, and they actually released 20 singles between 64 and 68. Let's hear their 4th single from 1965, great power pop song by the Mascots called Words Enough to Tell You.
There is nothing else I'd rather do.
Twilights were an Australian group. They formed in Adelaide in 1964 and released 2 albums on Columbia in 66 and 68. But let's hear a 1967 single by the Twilights called Kathy Come Home.
Kathy come home, come, come, come.
Kathy come home, can't you see? Kathy, come home, you must see it to believe it. Kathy,
The Habits were a band that formed in Queens, New York in the mid-60s, formed by singer-songwriter Jimmy Curtis as a vehicle for his songs. They released an album with Decca in 1967. It's called Down to Middle Earth. Check out a song from that record by The Habits called Treats.
The tasty little treats of love we shared and still remember. Mothers at the farm, flowers on the lawn. Treats, little itty bitty treats that prove your head. Treats, little itty bitty treats that you can never buy for bread. Sunday in a little park in New York when it's raining, the village cat who reads his poems and never stops complaining. Gallons of gallows.
Afterglow formed in California in 1964 and released one self-titled album in 1968 and then disappeared. Here's a great song from that record by Afterglow called Mend This Heart of Mine.
There's nothing I can find to mend this heart of mine. That can make me forget you. Well, I tried everything that pleasure could bring, but my soul feels empty and cold. 'Cause I know your embrace and to see your smiling face that makes my life seem worthwhile. Well, I just can't bear to know that you're not there.
The E-Types formed outside San Jose, California in the mid-60s. They never put out a full-length album, just three singles, the last of which is the best, for sure. Came out in 1967. This is a great song by the E-Types called Put the Clock Back on the Wall.
Hey! When the local population starts to worry about your mood, starts to wonder why the clouds are in your eyes, you can tell them it's the flowers or the cinder in the air, but don't let on with Sunday or the skies.
Hey! I can't reveal what's inside or behind me. Inside. And he'll ask you why you're laughing as he laughs along with you. You don't know, but she won't laugh so hard you cry.
The Music Machine formed in LA in 1965 and cultivated a mysterious image. They dressed all in black and had matching hairstyles and just kind of looked menacing. Their first single, Talk Talk, which came out in November of 66, is probably one of the coolest songs of the era.
Complication, and it's an old lecture. Consume my reputation, something more than why. I know it serves me right, but I can't sleep at night. Have to hide my face or go some other place. Yeah, 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 yeah. I won't cry out for justice, admit that I was wrong. I stay in hibernation. Social life's a dud. My name is really Mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size. Can't seem to talk about the things that bother me. Seem to be what everybody has. And how it really stands. I'm out of circulation. I've all but washed my hands. My social life's a dud. My name is really Mud. I'm up to hearing lies. I guess I'm down to size. To size.
The Deviants were a UK garage band formed in 1967, fronted by Mick Farren. They released three albums in the late 60s, but I'm going to play a non-album single by The Deviants. Came out in 1968, a song called You've Got to Hold On. This next band, The Legend, formed in Southern California in the late 60s and released a one-off record, half originals and half covers. I'm going to play the first song on the album, which is actually a cover of a song by the Troggs, but I love this version of the song. So this is The Legend and a song called With a Girl Like You.
The can I dance with you? Can I dance with you? Dance with you.
The Smoke formed in London in 1965. They released one album in 1967 called It's Smoke Time, and the first song on that record is a true classic of the era. Great, great song by The Smoke called My Friend Jack.
My friend Jack eats sugar lump. My friend Jack eats sugar lump. Got a kid. He's
The Holy Mackerel was a band formed by now-famous songwriter Paul Williams after he was offered his own record deal because a song that he wrote made it onto the B-side of Tiny Tim's hit single Tiptoe Through the Tulips. The Holy Mackerel put out a self-titled album in 1968. Let's hear the first song from the record called The Secret of Pleasure. Passing Fancy formed in Toronto in 1966. The band released 5 singles and a self-titled album that came out in 68. Let's hear a song from that record by a Passing Fancy called I Believe in Sunshine.
She's a sunshine girl from the early morning light, and I want to shine it. Have her out with me. It's a sunshine day. Every day that she's beside me. You can never read when I've got
Tomorrow, formed in London in 1967, they were originally called the In Crowd. The guitarist in this band was Steve Howe, later of Yes, and the drummer was Twink, later of the Pink Fairies. Tomorrow released several singles and a self-titled album that came out in 68. Let's hear the B-side of their 1967 single Revolution. This is a song by Tomorrow called Three Jolly Little Dwarfs.
Toadstools. They're such good company in the house so small. Sitting at home, been so long, little short legs keeps them warm. Danger lurks late at night, but there's no one there besides. But a sound or a light can turn their beast.
This next band, called The Moon, formed in L.A. in 1967. They released two records, in 68 and 69. Let's hear a song from the first record by The Moon. The album's called Without Earth. This is a song called She's On My Mind.
I'm not afraid to
Secondhand were originally called The Next Collection and then Moving Finger before finally settling on the band name Secondhand when they signed with Polydor. This song is pretty fucking awesome. It came out on the debut album by Secondhand called Reality in 1968. This is a song by Secondhand called A Fairy Tale. Gantry's Velvet Opera released one record under that name before shortening it to just Velvet Opera. Elmer Gantry was also the title of a satirical Sinclair Lewis novel from 1927. The Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera album came out in 68 and featured this next song called What's the Point of Leaving?
Lay a while by my side. Don't allow.
The Atlantics were an Australian surf rock band that released some singles with a guy named Johnny Reb on vocals, including this next song, released as a single in 1967. This is The Atlantics and Come On. The Frederick, F-R-E-D-R-I-C, no K, were a garage band out of Grand Rapids, Michigan. They released one album in 1968 called Phases and Faces. Let's hear a song from that record, really cool song by The Frederick called Cousin Mary Knows.
Takes her time and don't get speeded. Knows who
White Lightning were a great band out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. They would release a cool record in 1970 calling themselves just Lightning. But let's hear a great, heavy song that they put out as a B-side in 1968. This is a song by White Lightning called William.
Your melody. You think you're making music, but it's twisted out of key.
Kenny and the Casuals were a garage band from Dallas, Texas. They released four singles in 65 and 66, including this song, their second single from 66. Great heavy song by Kenny and the Casuals called Journey to Time.
Walls of time.
July, formed in London in 1968, and released one self-titled album before splitting up the next year. Let's hear a song from that record by July called Jolly Mary.
Line up on the right and pay for your tickets on the boat today. The Jolly Mary sails today. Oh, the Jolly Mary sails today. Everybody's welcome aboard, no matter what you're called. The Jolly Mary sails today. Oh, there, the Jolly Mary sails today. The mate is Peg Leg Sears. Been working on the boat for years. The Mary is a very fine boat. She's the finest boat afloat. She's a super duper craft, a smashing little bar. Come aboard and take your seat. This is the treat of the week. The Jolly Mary sails today. Ahoy there, the Jolly Mary sails today. The yellow bonnet toots aloud. It's sure to draw a crowd. The Jolly Mary sails today. Ahoy there, the Jolly Mary sails today. The chef is Dumpling Joe. The finest cook I know. The Mary is a very fine boat. She's the finest boat afloat. She's a super duper craft, a smashing little boat.
Cast off anchor, Mr. Sears. Hard to starve with Mr. Sears. Full speed ahead, Mr. Sears.
Don't miss this fun packed ride. We're sailing with the tide. The Jolly Mary sails today. Ahoy there, the Jolly Mary sails today. Everybody stand and laugh. Ha-ha-ha, take your photograph. The Jolly Mary sails today. Ahoy there, the Jolly Mary sails today. I'm the captain and my name is Ned. Remember all the things I said. The Mary is a very fine boat. She's the finest boat afloat. She's a super duper, super duper, smashing little boat.
Skip Bifferty formed in Newcastle in 1966, originally called The Chosen Few. And they were managed by Don Arden, Sharon Osbourne's dad, and he got them a deal with RCA. And the band's guitar player, John Turnbull, and keyboardist Mick Gallagher would eventually end up in Ian Dury's Blockheads band. Skip Bifferty released four singles and a self-titled LP that came out in 1968. Here's a song from that record called Time Track.
Time.
Troll were a Chicago band that released a very cool record in 1968 called Animated Music. Check out a song from that album by The Troll called I've Only Myself to Blame. Interesting song.
I'm wet to the bones from the rain pouring down. My foxhole is filled. There's mud all around, but my mind is filled with thoughts of home and family. I just can't wait till I see them again.
Alright, so I hope you enjoyed that episode. A barrage of 30 songs by obscure bands from the 60s. A lot of great stuff on this episode. So this is part 2 of Spirit of the 60s, and next week I'm going to do a whole episode of songs from 1969. So I hope you're looking forward to that. Let me know. rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. Go to the Facebook page, go leave me a review on iTunes. If you're a big fan of the show, any kind of feedback, any reviews on iTunes you give me, click and like on the Facebook page, all of that helps out with more people finding the show, and if I try to get guests on the show, anything like that can help. So please, if you're a fan of the show, send me an email, go to Facebook, whatever, I'd like to hear from you. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with an amazing pop single called Live by a band called The Merry-Go-Round. This band was fronted by Emmett Rhodes, who would release a few legendary early power pop albums in the 70s. Actually, he released a comeback record this year called Rainbow Ends. The Merry-Go-Round released a self-titled album on A&M Records in 1967, and this was the first song, and it was also covered by the Bangles on their album All Over the Place. So this is Live by the Merry-Go-Round. Till next time.